Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Welcome back, networkers, to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me, as always, is my co-host, my business partner, my mom, Debbie Peters.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Greg. It feels like forever since I've talked to you.
It seems like forever since we've done one of these podcasts.
Yes.
Maybe it has been a little while. In fact, it's been a little over 10 months now since we've had an episode.
Yeah.
And no, it's not because we've just been slacking off. There was a little bit of excitement about, I think it was about 2 days after the last episode went out. I had a little bit of medical excitement going on over here. I had a mild stroke, and it was mom's giving me the look like she didn't know what happened.
when I saw you in the hospital, it didn't look mild.
Yes, they were talking to Elizabeth about, you know, medical power of attorney and non-resuscitation at one point, but I did recover fairly quickly, actually, in comparison to some of my compatriots there in the neuro ICU at University of Michigan. I am fully recovered now. It just took us a little while to kind of rebuild the business so that we could get back to doing fun things like doing podcasting. So I am healthy and completely back and speaking again, and it's an exciting world to live in. So
and it's wonderful to have you here, of course.
Yes. So we were going to tie this in a little bit with some of the networking concepts that I kind of uncovered as a result of being on my back in a hospital bed on a ventilator. And actually, I believe it or not, I've actually started to incorporate some of these stories into my keynote presentation. So it's kind of fun. You know, that we joke as speakers that we are living the best life ever. And even when something goes horribly wrong, it's just one more story for the stage.
So, yeah. In fact, I think most speakers want that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you want to be careful about bleeding on stage, but beyond that, yeah, as long as you can tell the story, it's, you know, and it applies to what you're talking about, and believe it or not, it does. In fact, we were talking a little bit about sort of the information about my stroke. My wife and my sister-in-law, they kind of had an agreement that they weren't going to be posting anything about this on Facebook at first, because you were off on your anniversary travels in Iceland and they didn't want to concern you, because really there's nothing you could do.
There's nothing I could do, but I was an 8-hour plane trip away.
Yeah. You could have rushed over, but by, you know, honestly, I was either going to be dead or just fine by the time you got here.
Right. So I really appreciate that they honored me and you by keeping it a secret for a while, for a couple of days, because I think you had your stroke on Wednesday and we didn't fly home until Friday, you know. And I did know our friend Kim sent me a message early Friday morning to let me know so that I wasn't mad when I got home. But it made a long trip. So I'm not sure that, you know, I even wanted it then. But when we think about networking, I'm amazed at some of the things that people tell me. I mean, I was standing in the buffet line for the chamber lunch. This is several months ago, chatting with one of the guys that I know fairly well. You know, and we're not best friends or anything, but I know enough to chat with him. And I mean, he shared something with me. I was like, wow, not sure why I need to know that, but no one else knows that, but he, you know, what it is that he told me, and I will never share it.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what we're talking about, because someone of our acquaintance found out, and not intentionally, not knowing the whole situation, they did post it on Facebook, and Immediately, Deborah, my sister-in-law, she jumped on it and said, "No, take that down. There's a reason that we haven't put this information out there. So let's not have it out there." And fortunately, that person was respectful and did take it down. But this ties into that networking because yeah, you can be sitting across from someone having coffee or having what we refer to as a one-to-one, and they can reveal private things about their business, about their life that we really should be keeping confidential. I mean, there's sort of an implied understanding that this isn't time for you to be gossiping about such things, unless they specifically say, "Could you tell some, you know, could you, you know, reach out to your friends and tell them I'm, you know, having this problem?" But unless that's a situation, we shouldn't be talking about it. And that sort of brought up the whole idea of what are some of our do's and don'ts about these one-to-one conversations, and what should we and shouldn't we be doing in order to make them effective and to always be building the relationship and always being careful not to damage it. So we came up with a couple of ideas, and the first one, of course, is keep confidential information confidential.
Well, and I didn't think about this when we were talking about it earlier, but along with that is be a great listener. And the reason that people share with information like that, confidential information. By the way, Steve's mowing the yard, of course. So you may hear that in the background.
It's all part of our cinema veritas.
Right. Yes. So, if someone starts talking to you in that way, just shut up and listen, because they obviously need to unload, whatever it is that's hanging over them. And that's the best do for networking, is just be there for people. Allow them to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about, unless it's something that's,
Illegal.
inappropriate, illegal or unethical or whatever. And then you have to step in and say, I don't want to hear this. But most times, people just, you're like a counselor almost for
Well,
them.
you're a confidant. You're
Yeah.
a trusted advisor, if you will.
Yeah.
I agree. And one of the things, one of the other kind of points that we talked about was the whole idea that, yes, of course, these conversations are meant for us to kind of touch base, and we're being friends and we're finding out more about what's going on in their lives. But something I talk about in my keynotes all the time is these conversations, you should always be looking for the opportunity to be of service to that other person, because there's nothing that's going to strengthen the relationship more than you being there and saying, "Hey, I've got a resource, I've got a person that you need to be in touch with." And I know that you make a point of doing this all the time.
Hey, that's, I mean, I'm retired, but Greg keeps forgetting in. But I still meet with
Wonder why.
people because I feel that my legacy in life will be that I have continued to help people to be successful, I hope. And the first thing I start thinking about as soon as I sit down with someone individually is who else in my network needs to meet them. And because I'm old, I can't remember. So I actually write notes because I can't put it into my phone because my fingers are too fat that I wouldn't know what I typed. But usually I'll walk away from one of those appointments with anywhere between one and five people that I'm going to introduce them to. And I, even though I'm a huge proponent of personal introductions, these introductions I do via email, and I do a, hi, Susie and Gail. Just I want to take this opportunity to introduce each of you to the other, and then I give a little short paragraph about each person, about why the other person should know them, and then give their contact information and say, I know that you're going to have a lot to talk about when you talk with each other. And so it is a step down from the personal introduction, but I'm retired. I don't want to be going to in-person introductions. I'm sorry.
Well, I still with because I do very similar to what you do is I, you know, Bob and Joe, and then I do the intro, and what I'll say at the end is, because of the challenge of us trying to coordinate three different schedules, I will leave it to you to connect unless you need my help.
Well, see, I'm more selfish. I'm not a very good networker.
Well, but most people aren't going to ask for help. But I think that last line sort of kind of puts them on notice that I will be checking back in with you to
So
make sure
y'all want to meet with Greg and not me then.
that. Okay, so what other tips do we have now? I know, like at a networking event when we're surrounded by a huge crowd of people and you're meeting people for the first time, as far as the amount of conversation each person has, I don't mind if it's a 20-80 where I'm on the 20 side, because I want to find out as much as I can about that other person to know whether I ever want to see them again,
Right.
and for the most part I do. But every once in a while, I mean, you and I have both run into people who are like, well, I'm glad I met them. I don't need to meet them again.
It was more than enough.
But when we're talking about these one-to-ones, these, meetings over coffee or breakfast or whatever, it should be more of a 50-50, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, hopefully. And if you are the host of the event, so if you're the one invited, I think it's probably going to be more 40-60, 40 you, 60 the other person, because as the host, it is your job to focus on the other person. But hopefully, in the networking world, when you know that you have been invited, your job is also to find out about the person that invited you, so that number one, it will help you to know how you can work together or help each other. But if it's all the host, being 0% or 10% of the attention focused on them and all focused on the invitee, it's probably the host is not going to want to be around that person again.
Yeah,
So
well, I mean, and
everyone should be trying to. It doesn't. You don't have to keep a calculator out there
it's
going,
not going to be one
okay.
of those little chest things where you set it for a certain amount of time and you each hit when it's your turn to talk or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, that would be a funny sketch for us to do some point, where we've got
Yeah.
to make sure
Well,
it's you.
unless it's speed networking.
Oh, that's true. They are that speed networking thing where they actually are
Yeah.
jumping from which. I don't know about you, but maybe that's a topic for a different episode. But speed networking is a whole different animal, and I'm not sure exactly my feelings about those. So.
I have gotten a softer feeling towards it as the years have gone on. I used to absolutely hate them. I only sort of dislike them now, but
I've actually run them.
have you?
Yeah, I was when I was invited to speak at a conference, they asked me to host the speed networking. I actually had to look up online how to switch tables so everybody got
Yeah.
to talk to everybody. And it was ironically, only six people showed up. So
Oh, well then that makes it easier because, now we're talking about speed networking, but what I don't like about speed networking is if you're in a room with a whole bunch of people, it gets louder and louder and louder, and I can't hear
well,
that.
yeah, that's true for the two of us. It's just okay. I'll just
Yeah.
smile and nod. All
Right.
right, but back
So,
to our point.
yeah, back to our
50-50.
point. So, yeah, you want to think about, have I been talking for a long time now? And is it time for me to ask a question about the person that's sitting across the table from me and
Yeah.
asking a good question? And it could be, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Just to get the conversation to change a little bit.
Yeah. Well, definitely. It's always good to get their background, find out more about them, find out, I've got the, we both have our
Acronyms.
mnemonics. I've infer
Our
you.
what?
Mnemonics.
I thought you said mnemonics. I'm like, what is that?
A simple acronym so that you can keep track of what you're going to ask.
Yes. Okay.
But the whole idea, of course, is to not only find out more about them, but find ways that you can help them. So,
Yeah.
all right. Any other things that we should make sure we have in here? Things that the good networkers should always do when it comes time for conversations.
I think we've got a handle.
All right. So what we had was, first of all, we need to be active listeners. We need to make sure we're paying attention to what the other person's saying. We need to be aware that what they say could be confidential and it's not time to gossip. We need to be looking for ways to be of service. And in general, we want it to be a roughly 50-50 split.
All right, Greg, you've been talking way too long, so let's end this.
Okay, let's end this. So, thank you all for tuning into our program today. If you enjoyed it, please do comment on our Facebook pages. The information's in the episode notes. We would love to hear more about your experience with having one-to-ones and conversations that go on with them. And if you'd like to hear more, of course, please do subscribe. Now, Tim, until next time, go out and make some great connections. Take care, Mom.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about having us present at your next event, go to thereluctantnetworker.com.